Coming up on this edition of the Ross Report, an update on who is leaving the Patriots and where they are going. Also some insight on what's going on, and a special tribute to Willie McGinnis. Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, coming to you straight from Gillette Stadium today, March 17th. That's right, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. You're listening to the official podcast of the New England Patriots. In today's Ross Report, listen to Brian Lowe, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart talk about the roster. We all know about Willie McGinnis and David Givens, but now you can hear about the other players that are leaving New England.
We are back with another edition of the Patriots Roster Report. This is our first edition of the Roster Report since NFL free agency began. It's Friday, March 17th. We've got a lot to get to before we get to Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. But first, we're going to go through all the Patriots transactions from the last week. We do have a lot to get to. Now, Patriots free agents who have left for other teams: Willie McGinnis to the Cleveland Browns, David Givens to the Tennessee Titans, Christian Fourier to the Washington Redskins, Andre Davis is a Buffalo Bill, Matt Chatham is with the New York Jets. Also in the last week, the Patriots have released Chad Brown and Tyrone Poole, and also Ryan Krug. And now, if you could all get out your pencils and your papers, we're going to start to go through everyone who the Patriots have added over the last week. Okay, now we're going to get to Andy Hart and Paul Perillo.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there, Paul?
I see what you did there.
See, I'm not a radio veteran like you, but I figured I'd take a chance at that one. So, Paul and Andy, clearly quite the disparity when it comes to quantity of players lost and gained over the last week. What should we make of what has gone on the last 6 days?
Well, I think on one level, you say this is what they do every year. It takes him 5 to 7 days to allow the market to set itself, and then they come, and a week into it, they sign a guy or two. But beyond that, I mean, these are pretty significant losses, some of them, and having not done anything, and the way it's affecting certain positions, primarily wide receiver and linebacker, where at wide receiver, all you have is Deion Branch, and then at linebacker, where you had four guys that played virtually, you know, all of the end of last season that were veterans, and you lose a key one of those with nobody really to replace them, I can understand why fans out there might be getting a little anxious and questioning why everyone else in the league is doing something and the Patriots are not. And I think an interesting note, they're one of six teams that have yet to sign an unrestricted free agent.
But Andy mentions that fans might be getting anxious. Should they be getting anxious?
Well, I think there's definitely reasons that you can wonder, and I think it's easy to just sit back and say, you know, what Andy said at the beginning, and just say, well, this is how the Patriots have approached it in the past. They rarely jump in quickly. They never want to set the market. They don't want to throw around a lot of big dollars at the start of free agency, and they let the market set itself. But at the same time, I think this is a combination of things. I think if you looked at the players that have left individually, you'd say, well, David Givens signed for, you know, $24.5 million with Tennessee. That's probably too much for my liking as well. I would agree with the Patriots on that. Same thing with Willie McGinnis, to a lesser extent. You know, $12 million, you know, six or so guaranteed in the first year. Probably more than I'd be willing to pay a 34-year-old linebacker as well. But collectively, my fear here, and I'm not saying that I'm in the panic mode or anything like that, but my fear would be, are players now looking at the Patriots as a team that if you want to sign there, you have to do so knowing that you have to take less? Mm-hmm. And in doing so, maybe some potential targets out there, because I'm assuming the Patriots have had people in to talk about, we just haven't signed anybody yet. Right. And I'm wondering if the players now, you know, understand if you want to go to the Patriots, you have to do so and take less money. And rumor, you know, that kind of word can spread, and I don't think that's a good reputation.
Well, along those lines, you know, Keyshawn Johnson was quoted as saying, sure, I can go play for Tom Brady if I'm willing to pay for $5 a year. Well, you know, if maybe some other players are saying
and
that,
that's a guy
and
who
it takes him off the list of New England.
A guy who's very, very close to Bill Belichick.
But also
and
a guy who knows
the,
how things work and knows it's a business and has said he knows his value on himself and he's looking to get that money out there. So, well,
what might he have said if he hated Belichick?
Right. And you're getting comments.
Same thing, probably. Keyshawn's Keyshawn.
You're getting comments as well from people like Willie McGinnis, who a week after he was released, he's saying the Patriots never contacted him. You're hearing from Troy Brown now that the Patriots aren't really contacting him. And maybe that's also feeding into the mindset of other free agents. Now, you did mention, you know, we haven't really heard too much about players who have come in. Among those who reportedly have visited with the Patriots are Jason Fabini and most recently Deshae Townsend and Rashay Caldwell. Interesting, though, Townsend and Caldwell were here in Foxborough yesterday. Bill Belichick was in Miami at the Celtics Heat game. I don't know if I'm reading anything into that. The guys are coming in. Belichick's not here. I don't know. But do you think these are guys who maybe will be added to the Patriots roster soon and would be good fits?
They could be, but whether they're – I mean, Ray J. Caldwell's a guy who had two injury-plagued seasons, had, I guess, his best year last year, but has, what, 70-something catches in four seasons.
Right.
You know, he's another guy to add to a list, a four, maybe a three.
I would
Is he a David
a
Givens
like
up-and-coming number two? No.
No.
He's a guy. He was very productive in college, has never really stayed healthy and done all that much at the pro level. So,
yeah. But he's
a guy.
He's the kind of receiver that I think would make sense. I know the Patriots haven't spent big, big bucks on wide receivers in the Belichick-Pioli era, and I don't think that Caldwell would cost that much. No. But I do think, like Andy alluded to, his raw talent that showed at Florida State. I think he probably is a guy that has some ability, and you're going to get him for short cash. You know, maybe you can plug him into a third or fourth role. I don't think you're going to bring him in here and suddenly, he's rivaling Deion Branch for top honors here, top dog. I don't think that's going to happen, but he's a guy I'd be interested. Townsend, I know, was here yesterday, and I'm not sure.
Did you have lunch with him? Or
No, but I was told by someone in the organization that he was here, and it's good enough for me.
That's And if you got a good source that you rely on, it's good enough for me.
Right. And I'm not sure if I want to read anything into it that Bill was in Florida, scouting there. But at the same time, you know, I don't know if Belichick talked to any of these free agents, which is as valuable as anything else. So Townsend's a guy that's been around. He's a veteran. But, you know, Andy made a good point yesterday. You know, we saw Bill Belichick in the pregame show of the Super Bowl, and he was talking about how the game might unfold between Seattle and Pittsburgh, and one of the things he said Seattle needed to do was test the Steelers' cornerbacks.
Interesting.
Maybe that's why Bill wasn't here. He'd afraid something would slip, yeah, and he'd rip the guy. And
that's right.
But he's a second-tier kind of guy, not a guy you're saying, oh, he's my shutdown corner or anything of that nature. And so I don't know if it really matters if Bill's here. I mean, is he a guy? He's not a David Givens where he's, like, making 12 trips and looking for the most money and the most respect.
No.
Because, you know, you mentioned the comments with Givens. One thing he said about Miami was that they weren't there to meet him, and it was a little bit like somebody inviting him to dinner and then not being there when he got there.
Yeah.
I don't think Deshae Townsend's going to be disrespected. He says, do you want me? How much are you going to pay me? Can we get it done?
Right. He meets with Pioli or one of the scouts at Ground Round or Applebee's, and either they come
right,
to
and,
the deal or
and
not.
Collier, the secondary
coach. Ground Round's not here anymore, but I think Roosevelt Colvin is the one. It was either Colvin or Harrison
went to the Ground Round. Yeah, it was Colvin that went to the Ground Round. I got what you were doing.
You got, okay. Paul's on board with what I'm trying to do here on the show.
You're professional.
Now we should, just getting back to some of the Patriots' own free agents, and we talked about those who have left. We certainly cannot go through this entire podcast without mentioning Adam Vinatieri. I think maybe Willie McGinnis is the only guy so far who people were really shocked that he is not a Patriot anymore. Even Givens was pretty much assumed. If Adam Vinatieri, maybe as soon as today, is meeting with Green Bay, and if he leaves, that will have reverberations, will it not?
It could get ugly. I agree. I heard someone say that they might start storming Gillette Stadiums with pitchforks and torches, because I think that would upset the fan base around here. But it's one of those things. Everybody has assumed for 2 years that Adam Vinatieri would re-sign and be back. I'm done assuming. You know, he's in other cities visiting teams. I think there's a very legitimate chance that he signs with another team.
Yeah.
Do you wonder if maybe there's some sort of plan here, not necessarily plan, but some thought into this free agency season of getting younger?
Yes.
You know, I mean, they're making a concerted effort here to get younger, and that's part of the plan. And right now, maybe they're more focused on not so much their own guys for this year, but their potential free agents for next year, which, looking ahead, a very, very important crop of guys, in my opinion. Richard Seymour, obvious. You know, but Deion Branch, Dan Copen, Asante Samuel, Daniel Graham. I mean, that's five guys that have been a pretty significant part of your team for the last four-plus years, in some cases more than that. Maybe they're looking more to that group, which obviously will be in the primes of their career next year, at the same time kind of lowering the average age of the roster.
I think that's a very legitimate point, and I joked about it with Fred, but if you're doing that, if you're looking ahead to the future, maybe trying to turn the roster over a little bit, re-sign your own young players, maybe you say, I don't need the best kicker in football. I don't need to overpay for him. Maybe I won't be in three-point games next year. I don't know.
That could be. Well, over the next week, till we come to you next with the next roster report, got to imagine that even if it's a Rashay Caldwell, Deshae Townsend level, or even if it's at a Keyshawn Johnson level, there may be some additions coming our way over the next 7 days.
Terrell Owens?
Or Terrell Owens.
I'm just wondering.
You never know. Why not T.O.?
But, well, It could be. But over the next week, we'll see if there's any, if there's more additions than subtractions. Among the names of unrestricted free agents that certainly we'll be tracking over the next week are certainly Adam Vinatieri and I guess Troy Brown as well. Tyrone Poole now out there. Chad Brown out there. We'll see what the Patriots do. That is going to wrap up
Tom Ashworth.
This edition. Tom Ashworth also, we haven't mentioned, perhaps to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is going to wrap up this edition of Patriots Report, Roster Report here on the Patriots Podcast. Andy Hart and Paul Perillo, thank you. I'm Brian Lowe. That's going to do it. Back to Laurie.
Thanks, guys. Now, we all know Willie McGinnis won't be playing for New England anymore. He's been signed to the Cleveland Browns after playing for the Patriots for 12 years. This is a tribute from fans at murphyspatriots.com's audio blog.
Old Man Winter came in with a blast. He played with a fury and power to erase a losing past. A leader, a general, a team on his back. His legions of followers did call him Willie Mack. Blitzes and sacks he performed with such guile. An unmistakable stride, true Big Willie style. As winter fades to spring, we yearn without hesitation to only hear his voice again, shouting, cancel those reservations.
Thanks to everyone at murphyspatriots.com. Remember, the roster report will be aired every Friday right here on patriots.com. Come back next week to hear all the updates. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and go Pats!